Okay, so again, you know, we often think about Tzom Gedalia as coming sort of like after Rosh Hashanah, but not necessarily related to Rosh Hashanah. So I think that is very superficial understanding. And like I alluded to, I spent a considerable amount of time over the summer thinking about this idea. You know, it's it gets me every year, right? When you say the Avinu Malkeinu, as we did this morning, the fact is, you know, you have a choice. You can relate to it as a Tainis Tzibur, you could say Zachrein, or you could relate to it as part of the Aser Simei Tshuva and Kasveinu, right? But we say Kasveinu. L'chora, it's really part of the Aser Simei Tshuva. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim between Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rambam as to when the murder of Gedaliah ben Achikam took place. The Rambam's Mashmos is based on the Gemara that it actually happened today, the 3rd of Tishrei, so we're observing the Tainis Bo Bayom. Rabbeinu Yerucham actually thought, and the Radak happens to agree with this based on the Psukim, if we have time, we'll take a look, that it happened Mamish on Rosh Hashanah, but it was kind of Nidcha because you don't have a Tainis on Rosh Hashanah, which itself is a big question. It's a Machlokes HaGaonim. Maybe the ideal way to observe Rosh Hashanah is, you know, B'tainis, after all. You know, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Suchim Lefanav. But you have that countervailing perspective from the Chamia Perek Ches, you know, Al Tis Abalu, that the Jewish people were told not to have Avelos, Al Tivku, Chedvas Hashem Hima Uzchem, Lechu, Ichlum Ashmanim, Shtum Amtakim, right, Kikado Shayom La'adoneinu, which makes it way into davening. So maybe you push it off to the 3rd. But it really happened on Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting shaila in the Taz. I actually put this for you in the Makoros a little bit. The Taz you can find in the 10th source, who says, so if Rabbeinu Yerucham is right, and the Radak is right, that it really happened on Rosh Hashanah, and it's Nidcha, so maybe we should be Mekel by a Baal Bris, right? Just like we're Mekel by other Taniyos, somebody's making a Bris for the Aviha Ben, and the Sandik, and the Moel. Shouldn't have to fast, right, you know, the whole day. So maybe we should be Mekel by Tzom Gedalia. Then the Taz says, well, that'd be a big kula because it's Nidcha every single year. It's not like it's Nidcha the way that Shiva Asar B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av are Nidcha this year, so we could Mekel by, you know, Ubro Sumenikos. But it's a very fascinating discussion. Okay, so, but when I say a fundamental connection between Rosh Hashanah and Tzom Gedalia, I don't mean specifically relating to this question of Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Radak, did it actually happen on Rosh Hashanah? So what I'm actually talking about is something much more fundamental, and this is why I thought it'd be worth actually discussing in a serious way. You've heard me say many times, I believe it, b'chol nimei nafshi, that of the three themes that we spent the last 48 hours focusing on, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, it's clear that Malchios is the primary theme. It's the primary motif. Malchios, Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, there's a reason, general, that you start with HaMelech, right? That's the opening note of Tefillah. Once he's the Melech, so he's going to be Yoshev Bedin, so we'd prefer to him that he should remember us well, so we'd have a good Zichronos and not the opposite. And the Shofar, Bameh B'Shofar, you know, that's the mechanism, so to speak. That's the vehicle to be Mala Zechroneinu Letova. But Malchios is the first amongst equals, without any doubt. And the truth is that this is reflected, again, in the Nusach HaTfilah. You could just bring so many rayas from the Machzor itself, because the Kedushas Hayom, right, when we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, that's integrated to Malchios, Zechronos, or Shofaros. Where does that get integrated? Right? Micah, you heard your father daven. So when he said Chazaras Hashatz, what did he say? Was it integrated into Zechronos or Shofaros or Malchios? Malchios, right? Melech al kol haaretz, right? So Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So that's the Kedusha Sayom expresses itself in terms of Malchios. So there's a point that I want to make, take half a step back to go a little bit forward. There's something called Takanas Rabbi Avohu B'Kesari, that Rabbi Avohu came along. Anybody familiar with Takanas Rabbi Avohu? Go ahead. Right. So everybody apparently was doing a little bit different. Some people were doing something called the Trua, some people were doing something called the Shvarim, some people were doing a Shvarim Trua, B'Shtei Neshima, some people were doing a Shvarim Trua, B'Neshima Akas. Okay, so Rabbi Vo came along and he standardized the whole thing. The question is why. So let's start with the Rambam. This is again based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Lamed Daled. It's Eitan, if you don't mind taking the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a very good reason that Rabbi Vo came along and did this. When there's like a trua? Right. So the Rambam says, you know what? You should do all of them in a word, because it's safik, right? Safik derais l'chomer. You want to be yotze the mitzvah. You should do all of them, right? So that raises the following question. That's a very good reading of the Gemara, because the Gemara, right, uses the language of safik. If you look three lines in the bottom of the Gemara, misatgale dil maganach v'yalil, right, that it sounds like it really was a safik. And the Rambam paskins that way. But the Rambam is on an island, not that he ever cared, right? But 99% of the Rishonim, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, maybe 95% of the Rishonim disagree with that, based on a position of Rav Haigam. And that is based on a very strong question. Do you mean to tell me that Jews, until the days of Rabbi Avahu, weren't Yotzei the mitzvah of shofar? It's like a very unpleasant thought. Like one thing to say, I don't know, if somebody wasn't Yotzei, I don't know, the mitzvah of tzitzis for one day is not a good thing. You know, shakol can I get kol ha-tera kula, but all right, or somebody's makah isn't, you know, kishiur, but like people are missing out on the shofar and Rosh Hashanah, that's a little much. So Rav Haigon, which is endorsed by the Rosh and the Ran, say no. All of the different varieties, tashat, tarat, tashrat, all of them are kasher the shofar. But Rabbi Avo wanted to standardize. He wanted to make the mitzvah of shofar uniform. He didn't want hetiotos to come along and say, you know, even on Rosh Hashanah, these Jews, you know, they're davening at 5:58, they're davening at 5:59, the people in the basement, you know, different. You know, my God, these people are so discordant. So he wanted, at least we should start on the same page. Okay, so that's interesting. He, you know, has a very powerful raya to it. He brings a tshuva of the Ritva. Says, if you think about it, that's why in the Tzkios to Me'umad and the Chazaras HaShatz, if we really thought, like the Rambam has an answer to this question. But he says, if the Rambam were really correct, that only one of them is true, so each time during Chazaras HaShatz, from Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, you should have to do all of them, right? Because by definition, tashrat, tashat, tarat, right, only one of them is correct, right? Two-thirds of the time, you're doing nonsense. So you might as well, on Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaros, try all of them, right, three times. Why is it that in the Tzkiyos, the Me'umad, we do Tzkiyah, Shvarim, Trua, Tzkiyah, Tzkiyah, Shvarim, Tzkiyah, Tzkiyah, Trua, Tzkiyah, right? That's not helping anybody. That's the position of the Ritva. It says, so it must be that Rabbi Avo Taka, right, left it that way to remind everybody that they're really all acceptable. Okay. The Rambam has an answer for that. I'm not so interested in getting into that right now. What I am interested in is, like, what was Rabbi Avo thinking? What was so terrible about people having, you know, different minhagim? You know, it's so bad that people should have different minhagim when it comes to tkiyah shofar. Like, I don't know. Beth Abraham, main minion. So Beth Abraham, main minion. When do they do the 40 kolos achronos? Middle of Kaddish, after Kaddish?
Yeah,
before Tiskatel. Okay, so at the Jewish Center of Teaneck, we're purists. We like to make it clear that these aren't tekiyos de Musha, they're not tekiyos de Me'umad. It's just a minhag of 100 kolos, so I insist on doing it like the Rav, all the way after Kaddish. Okay, you know, the crazy rabbi who, you know, does all of these hanhagos of the Rav, you know, so, okay. So that's nobody came in. They're not going to sanction me. I'm not going to have like a yellow letter from the RCBC saying, you know, you have to do it before Tiskatville. You know, that's apparently acceptable diversity. But in terms of the Ikar Hadavar, whatever happened to, you know, the minhag? Okay, so that's a shiloh. Good. That'll be a point of departure for us. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Ches references Tzom Gedalia based on a pasuk in Zechariah where it says Tzom Hashvi. It says Zeh Shlosha B'Tishrei, this is the fifth source, Shebo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. When does it sound like Gedalia was killed, according to the Gemara? Yeah, how do you know? Right, because that's what the Gemara says. Excellent. So mi harago yishmal ben asanya harago landacha sheshkula misasan shel tzadikim kisreifas beis. So the chora, what the Gemara is saying, is like, why is this worth fasting for? The other three fasts in the cycle are all about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av, obviously, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz was, you know, the beginning of the end, right? And Asar B'Teves is when they laid siege to the city. So you can understand, those three go... So what's Tzom Gedalia all about? So they say, oh, to prove that there's something just as bad as Chorban Beis HaMikdash, you know, if you want to say the death or the murder of Tzadikim. So the Rambam didn't think that was very persuasive. So the Rambam explains very differently. So the Rambam says, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei Shebo Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam. That's how I knew that the Rambam is in a machlokes with Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Rambam really thinks it happened on the third day of Tishrei, because the Rambam says, Shebo Nera Gedalia. He quotes that part of the Gemara. But then he does 180. V'nichbeis gachalas Yisrael ha'nishara v'sibeiv l'hasan galusan. The Rambam totally veers off the highway. I wouldn't even say he goes onto a side street. Say he's not even onto a dirt road. Okay, the Rambam basically is driving through the thickets. So the Rambam kimat made up a different reason for Tzom Gedalia, because he didn't like the answer in the Gemara. What was the Rambam's rationale? What does the Rambam say? What's Tzom Gedalia really about? Right, nichbeis gachalos Yisrael nishara, but that's the most important thing, that the Jews, yeah, the Jews were scattered. So, if you read through the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu and Perek Mem and Perek Mem Aleph, which we're not going to do fully here, but does anybody know like the basic story of Tzom Gedalia? So, after destroying the Beis HaMikdash, Melech Bavel, who was not interested in fighting with the Jews had started up with him, right? This foolish king, Tzidkiyahu, thought he was going to rebel against Bavel. Yirmiyahu had said, if you rebel against Bavel, they're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Tzidkiyahu thought that he was smarter than Yirmiyahu. He wasn't. So Bavel came, they burnt down the Beis HaMikdash, and they left a Jew, a righteous Jew in charge, a tzaddik named Gedalia ben Achikam, and put him in charge in Mitzpah, right? And then what happened? Something amazing happened. Something truly amazing happened. All the Jews that had gone into Galus, they actually came back. Okay? So, let me just read to you one pasuk that makes that point. Okay, this is in the seventh source. Again, this is from Yirmiyah Perek Mem. So, I'm just going to read part of a pasuk. It's bolded here, and you'll tell me why I think this is important. Vayashuvu chol ha-yehudim mikol ha-makomos asher nidchusham. Vayavo eretz Yehudah Gedaliah mitzpasa, vayasfu yayin v'kayitz harbe mod, and even had economic stability. So, did some of the Jews or did all the Jews return? How do you know? Yeah, right. So again, it says Kol HaYehudim. Okay, so you don't even have to guess. So that's amazing. And then after Gedaliah was murdered by this person named Yishmael ben Nesanya ben Lishama ben Mizer HaMelucha, who wanted to show that he's the real king, right? Because he's in the Zerah Melucha. So he killed Gedaliah and also a lot of people who were there. And he threw their bodies into a boar. What's our primary association with a boar? Anytime you see a boar in Tanakh? Mechiras Yosef, good, right? Jew on Jew crime. Jew on Jew crime takes place in the boar. And we're told that all the Jews went running for their lives. First of all, they were initially scared of Yishmael, but then they were even more scared of Bavel, right? Because now that a Jew had done this, right, and rebelled against Bavel in this horrible way, killed a lot of Babylonians while they were at it, so the Jews ran away. They ran away to Ammon and to Moab and to Edom, and the largest contingent went back to Mitzrayim. So instead of everybody coming together, the Rambam says, Tzom Gedalia is really about Sibei Lahasam Galusan. right? Nichbeis gachalas Yisrael nishara, that we could have, right, built back from that. And instead, what happened was that everybody was sent scurrying in all different directions with the Arba Kanfosars. So you say, but what's so terrible? Because 70 years later, everybody came back with Ezra and Nehemiah. Why would that be wrong? Yeah, because almost nobody came back, right? So the Rambam says that the galus of Klal Yisrael is really traceable to this day, which is amazing. That's a chiddush atzum. That's a chiddush nifl. It's not misas tzadikim kasha kisreifas beis elokeinu. It's the galus of Klal Yisrael. Avi, you're absolutely right. In Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, it goes through the people who came back. It can literally list all of them. It's easier to list all of them that came back because everybody who stayed behind. In fact, so few Levim came that what ended up happening? What takana did Ezra make? He took away Meiser from the Levim. He was so angry at them. His hometown tribe, you know, he was a member of Sheva Levi. It's a card-carrying Kohen. Okay. Oh. So, we started out with the question of Takanas Rabbi Avohu. We noted the machlokas between Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is cited here in the ninth source. Like I said, the Radak has it alha. You can't learn, just anytime you're learning Tanakh, you always have to learn with Radak. That's like the Rashi equivalent, right? So the Radak, just, I'll read it here. It says, Kemo machar chodesh Rosh Hashanah nera gedali ben achikam v'kavu atainis b'motzai Rosh Hashanah v'pneishu yantif. Fascinating. Rabbeinu Yerucham is the same basic svara. Kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shlishi b'tishrei bo nera gedali ben achikam. He says, no, kibi Rosh Hashanah ne'erag v'nidcha taniso. And that's where you have the Taz that I was telling you about. Okay. So, I'd like to try to bring things together now. And suggest that what's going on today is actually a direct hemshech of the theme of Rosh Hashanah. It explains Takanas Rabbi Avohu. It explains Shitas HaRambam about what the tragedy of today is. And I think can give us a major, major insight into what Chazal were seeking to achieve by being Koveya the Tainus today. Whether or not today is the historical date, like the Gemara and the Rambam say, or it's a Nidcha, like Rabbeinu Yerucham, what the value really is. So there are three psukim of Malchios that we recite from the Torah. Anybody remember? What are the three psukim of Malchios that we recite? We start with Hashem Yimloch Leolam Vo'ed. Then a beautiful pasuk from Parshas Balak. Hashem Elokav Yimo Usruas Melech Bo. Usruas Melech Bo means the Reus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem loves the Jewish people. And the third one is Vayhi Vishruin Melech Beisasef Rashayam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. If you pay attention just to the psukim in general, in Malchios and Zichronos, the order that it goes from is universal to particular, having to do with Klal Yisrael. So Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed is obviously about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mastery over the entire world. That's from Shir HaSayam, right? Namogu Kol Yoshvei Kenan, Ilim O'av Yochazem O'rad. Everybody recognized Malchus Shamayim, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Okay, then we get into the special relationship, Hashem Elokav Yimo Thruas Melech Bo, then Vayhi Vishurun Melech. Okay. So the pasuk says, "Vayhivi shurin melech b'isasef rashiyam yachad shiftei Yisrael." Micah, did your father say it just with the nusach, or did he sing it? The nusach. Okay, good. So my grandfather Zichron of Racha would be very happy. He used to complain when people sang. You know, we told him American Jews couldn't handle the nusach for 5 hours, but he was unmoved. Okay, so I grew up every year with, you know, like, you know, trying to run interference between the Bali Tefillah and my grandfather, who would say, "You daven so beautifully, but, you know, Europe." Europe, we didn't really. Okay. So the Sifrei comments something very important, that the essence of Malchios is Achdus. Vayhi bishurin melech, emasai hu malkam. When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu really our melech? She Yisrael shavin ve'etza achas milamata shema gadol mishtabeach lamala. Shenemar v'hi v'shun melech imasai b'sasef rashayam, etc. So the Sifrei says that a prerequisite for Malchios is cohesion is unity.
Oh.
Who can explain to me now Shitas Reb Haigon by Takanas Reb Yevo? What's really going on? Sariel?
Oh.
It wasn't a din klali, it was a din prati. Since Rosh Hashanah is a day of Malchios, that's the Etzem Kedushas Hayom, and Bameh, the shofar, since the shofar is the way that we declare that Malchus Shamayim, so it has to be Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. It's a specialized din. Oh. So once we understand that, so now who can explain what the essence of Tzom Gedalia is and Shitas HaRambam?
That the murder of Gedalia was like the exact opposite.
Right, that you have this horrible Jew-on-Jew crime. Remember, a critical part of the story is that there was somebody who told Gedalia in advance that Yishmael was coming to kill him, and Gedalia couldn't believe that a Jew would do such a thing. Sheker atadovar Yishmael, right? It was unheard of. It was unfathomable. It's Mechiras Yosef. It's the boar. It's so horrible. It's the worst thing in the world. It undermines our capacity to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim when we're divided one against the other. It's a kiyum in Malchios. Now, Shmuel, we could take it half a step further. Because it's not only that he was killed by a Jew, but what did it cause, quite literally?
The end, like the gods.
But it literally took, right, Shimon, the Jews from being in one place, literally. They all came back. They were all scattered. So it caused this terrible fragmentation of Klal Yisrael. It's a hemsheich of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day where we try to underscore that we're all together, being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whatever differences we have pale in comparison to the fact that we all identify as subjects of the same melech, right? And tragically, right, Tzom Gedalia is about how fragile that is. I mean, the very next day, the way that we observe it, we pay homage to the fact that we can lose Malchios like that. We could lose Malchus not because we started to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but we lose our cohesion. In that respect, you could understand perfectly well why in the Avinu Malkeinu, it's Kosveinu, it's not Zachreinu. It's an intrinsic part of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If you want to be able to carry on with Malchios, right, and it's not just an isolated experience of Yom HaRichta, Kiddush Achas, Ashtei Kiddushos, if you really want to be able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you need to retain cohesion. So we have the day on our calendar, which is the day where we reflect most deeply about this theme, about internal divisiveness, and how terrible that can be. A, the murder of Gedalia, but really, Sibei V'Hasam Galusan, the fact that it caused the fragmentation of all of Klal Yisrael. So it's an intrinsic part of our experience of Rosh Hashanah. Oh. So if that's true, I think we have like a critical breakthrough. Tzom Gedalia, whether or not Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Radak are right, that it actually happened on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Mashmaos of the Psukim, or the Rambam is right based on the Gemara that it happened on the third of Tishrei, it makes no difference whatsoever. The Halacha makes a difference because we don't relate to it as a Nidcha really anyway, in most cases, like the Taz says, if you would do that, then right, it would always be a Nidcha. But it doesn't make a difference conceptually either. Because if it happened on Rosh Hashanah, even stronger. Matovu Manayim, right? It gets the point home even stronger. But if it happened the next day, it's that exact point that Malchios is fragile because our unity is very fragile. And we have to work very, very, very hard. What do we say during the davening? V'yayasu chulam aguda achas lasos ritzon chabalev shalem. That is a critical part of the Kedushas Hayom. But maintaining the Aguda Achas, maintaining that sense of unity, is incredibly difficult. It's the most fragile thing that we have, and for that we have to be very careful.